Joining me in the studio this morning are two guests with a concern and passion for protecting pets. Lori Cuddy is with the Rogue Valley Street Dogs, and Megan Ayers is with the Friends of the Animals. Both will be giving a presentation at the Ashland Library on October 7th at 4 p.m. in the continuing series Big Ideas, Talks to Generate Conversation. The Big Ideas series is a partnership between Jackson County Library Services and the American Association of University Women. Lori and Megan's presentation is titled, Oh, for Pet's Sake, Our Animal Welfare Crisis. Thank you both for being here today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So, Lori, let's start with you. Tell me about the Rogue Valley Street Dogs.
So, Rogue Valley Street Dogs is a local nonprofit. We have been doing this work since about 2012 or 11, but we have been a separate 501c3 since 2022. And our mission is to fund and facilitate spay and neuter and provide essential support services for pets living with people in poverty in our community. And spay-neuter is our number one mission and goal. To date, this year, we have spayed and neutered or funded and facilitated spay and neuters for 495 animals. We also help with vaccines, food, gear, medical care when we can, parasite preventatives, and so on. We work with both members of the unhoused community and also with people who are housed but just having a really hard time making ends meet, which is more and more often these days. I'm also the co-lead of it's very confusing names, but the Street Dog Coalition is a national organization that funds pop-up veterinary clinics for people experiencing homelessness with their pets. And I'm the co-lead of the Rogue Valley team for that. And so every month we have a free veterinary clinic where we have veterinarians and staff, all volunteers who provide exams, vaccines, microchips, and minor medical treatment. And to date, last year, I think in 2024, we helped 200 animals there. This year, I think we're close to doubling that. The Street Dog Coalition also helps with funding spay and neuter for animals who attend those.
So when these pop-ups happen, how often do they happen?
They're the first Saturday of every month. Mm-hmm. And as I said, it's all volunteers. So we have usually between 18 and 20 non-veterinary volunteers who are doing things like registration and filling out rabies certificates and those kind of things. And then we have veterinarians and veterinary assistants and vet techs who volunteer as well. We very much need more. If every vet in the valley would volunteer one morning a year, we could, you know, triple the number of animals we're able to help.
Are there that many vets in the region?
Yes, definitely.
And so how do you coordinate these volunteers? How do you recruit them?
Well, we started by sending letters to every veterinary practice in the area asking for help, and we advertise for it, but mainly it's been word of mouth. Mm-hmm. But we definitely need more volunteers to help because it's a really big production, and not everybody wants to do it every single month, and so. Yeah, we can use more help, but it's a wonderful, wonderful program. It's been a game changer. Most of the non-veterinary volunteers are also Rogue Valley Street Dog volunteers, and of course, the animals are all the same that we see in both organizations.
And so, how do you get the word out to non-veterinary volunteers, and what age range do you expect them to be in?
Unless they have a parent with them, they need to be, adults or 18 at least. And we really just get it out mainly by word of mouth. And volunteers who are volunteering tend to bring, tell other people about it and bring their friends. And being on the radio. Hopefully we'll get some more as well.
And what about the unhoused population? How do they know about these pop-ups?
So there are a variety of ways. We do post flyers at various social service agencies and food banks and those kind of places. But again, it's really word of mouth. I would say that most of the unhoused population with pets in the Valley knows of street dogs, Rogue Valley street dogs, and by extension, they learn about that. So very often they'll tell their friends, or a caseworker will call with an animal that needs help, and they will refer them to the clinic.
Okay, so through a network of agencies, through word of mouth, you get the word out on the street.
Yes, we do not have a problem with having enough animals that show up. Unfortunately, sometimes we have to turn people away because it's first come, first serve, and depending on the number of veterinarians we have there, we have to limit the number of animals we see, both dogs and cats.
Oh, so the challenge really is on the side of the skilled veterinarian.
Yes, absolutely.
So you need those kinds of professionals.
Yes, and the backup staff for them. The vet techs and the vet assistants are, you know, really key as well.
Gotcha. Okay, so Megan, tell me about Friends of the Animals.
Yes, hi, good morning. Friends of the Animals has been operating in Jackson County for over 34 years. We are also a nonprofit 501c3, and we started out at the Jackson County Animal Shelter providing enrichment, dog walking, and play groups for the dogs and also at the time cats there at the Jackson County Animal Shelter. We have expanded. We have 5 programs that support animal welfare in the community. We are still providing enrichment, dog walking, and play groups at Jackson County for the dogs there. We have expanded to dog foster and cat foster programs. So we rely on foster families in the community to house and provide a home between home for dogs and cats until, you know, we can find them their forever place to land. We also have our monthly affordable vaccine drive-through. It's also a microchip clinic. And those are vital services in terms of allowing affordable vaccines and microchips for lost pets, which keeps animals out of the shelter system if they can be identified. And recently, most recently, we have opened up our community spay and neuter clinic in Medford, Oregon on Biddle Road. And that provides affordable spay and neuter services to public animal households, as well as we work with different 501c3 organizations such as Rogue Valley Street Dogs, different county organizations. We work with Jackson County 501c3 organizations. We're also working with an organization in Siskiyou County in California, as well as organizations in Josephine County. So providing spay and neuter services for those organizations as well as for the public.
Okay, if you're just joining us, my guests are Lori Cuddy of Rogue Valley Street Dogs and Megan Ayers from Friends of the Animals. Both will be given a presentation at the Ashland Library on October 7th at 4 p.m. in the continuing series, Talks to Big Ideas, Talks to Generate Conversation. Their talk is titled, Oh, for Pet's Sake, Our Animal Welfare Crisis. So if there's a crisis, how do you describe it? How do you understand it? How do you even know there's a crisis?
Well, I think, you know, objectively, there are way more animals, pets, than there are placements in rescues. And the adoption rates are down. There are the rescues and shelters are all overfull. The Jackson County shelter is not able to take owner surrenders. And there are just thousands, literally, of pets and people that are needing help in order to keep their animals. So because they are not getting the services that they need, more and more animals are, one, reproducing, and two, being, you know, abandoned or end up suffering. And so overall in the country, there's more than 20 million pets that are living with people who are experiencing poverty. And 88% of those are not altered. They are not spayed or neutered. And 70% have never seen a veterinarian. And so while rescues and shelters are wonderful, I am a huge fan. My home is filled with rescue dogs, mainly from Friends of the Animals. But you really just can't rescue your way out of this problem. I think there's a wonderful quote that says, it's not a pet problem, it's not a person problem, it's a poverty problem. And and so that is certainly the stance that we come from. And as far as knowing it's a problem, just our phones are ringing off the hook with people and pets in need who are wanting to give them up because they've lost their housing or they're going to lose their housing or they've had a, you know, medical crisis. It just goes on and on and on.
Megan, are you experiencing that as well?
Absolutely. The shelters are definitely overcrowded. There is not enough space to house those animals. Spaying and neutering is a priority and key. Certainly with our community spay and neuter clinic, sometimes that visit for them to be spayed or neutered is potentially the only vet visit that they might ever have. So it's being able to provide affordable care, affordable access to those services so that pets aren't reproducing. You know, I was talking to Lori prior to coming in here, and I kind of quickly looked at the estimate for the population of Jackson County, and it's roughly over 220,000 people. Now, if you consider how many pets would equate to, you know, a household or a person, I myself have four. Of course, they're all altered, but, you know, it's providing access, excuse me, to those services so these pets aren't reproducing. Identification with microchips is also important. That way, if a pet does get lost, they're not taking up space in a shelter situation. That does happen often, so.
Now, you mentioned that there are more than 200,000 in our population here in Jackson County. Do we know what percentage own pets?
So I do not, and I am not sure that information is available. Megan and I were discussing this earlier as well. I know that there are national organizations like the Shelter Count that track the number of animals that come in and out of shelters and rescues, but that doesn't account for all of the animals that never do come in. So I think it would be, you know, a wonderful project to try to get that data so that we could really know, you know, just objectively what the numbers are and what exactly it will take to help solve this crisis.
And yes, I think that you would involve a lot of collaboration between the nonprofit rescue organizations. I know when we're talking about shelters, Southern Oregon Humane does take cats, but we have a very large feral population in Jackson County as well. And cats certainly are a part of this equation, not just dogs. So we have to consider all of that.
So what can attendees expect to learn on October 7th?
Well, I think, you know, the Big Ideas program, their tagline is talks to generate conversation. And so I think it starts with education, and that would be the education of the general public to learn how complicated and how massive this crisis is in our area, and then education of the public in general about the importance of spay and neuter. Beyond that, I think looking at solutions. And to me, low cost and free spay and neuter is the number one, but there are many more we will talk about.
So that's a top priority, spay and neuter.
Absolutely.
Okay, well, that's all the time we have for this segment of the JX. Thank you both.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.